Abdelaziz Mohamed Goulet, popularly known as Abdelaziz Africa, has been a very critical and active reporter whom I have known since 2010 when he joined the state media. His TV program has been vocal and very critical to the defectors from Al-Shabaab coming into Somali security forces. This program included interviews with suspected defectors from Al-Shabaab into the Somali National Army and security forces. This has made him one of the enemies of the militant group, but also other groups within. Abdelaziz has fled the country sometime in 2017 and returned back only in 2019 from exile. That was after he received threats from Somali security forces, forcing him to flee the country and staying abroad for a while. Unfortunately, last night, on Saturday night, he was killed by a suicide bomber. Al-Shabaab had claimed the responsibility, but there are a lot of suspicions on how his movement has been tracked down by the suicide bomber, where the place where the attack has taken place is also a very popular place where the security forces are staying, and Somali security forces have been hating the security of that area.
How safe is it for journalists to work in Somalia, particularly in the wake of the Al-Shabaab militant operation?
Journalists in Somalia are working in a very dangerous situation. I'm talking about, from our statistics, since 2017, 12 journalists killed in the country. The latest incident was March this year when another journalist was shot dead by gunmen in central Somalia. Abdelaziz becomes the second journalist murdered in this year. This means the number of journalists who have been shot and killed have increased since 2017. Most of these are targeted assassinations. Unfortunately, there are no credible investigations into these killings and why these journalists were killed. But what we do know is that impunity is on the rise. Somalia, as you know, is on the top of the list of the countries where journalist killers go free. We are working in a very volatile situation. Threats are daily occurrence for journalists. Journalists are receiving daily threats because of what they are reporting. Journalists reporting issues regarding the security, corruption, and wrongdoings of the state officials and the police are continuously targeted. Those reporting on the operations of the militant group Al-Shabaab are also targeted. It is like nowhere to run.